Hello, this is Evan Chucker with Inside Analysis here at OSCon 2019 in Portland, and I'm sitting here with Luis Villa from Tidelist. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, having a fun time talking to everybody.
Yeah, same. So, Luis, tell us a little bit about Tidelist.
You know, Tidelift, we founded Tidelift a couple of years ago because we observed that everybody's using tons of open source in their applications these days, but a lot of the open source that we use, it's really hard to get support for, especially if you're a big enterprise. You can't just drop somebody a note. You want to have a contract in place. You want to have something reliable. You want to know that it's legal and secure. And if you're a maintainer, you know that hundreds of thousands of businesses are using your open source, but you don't know where to find them. You don't know how to establish a sales relationship. And so we're sort of putting ourselves in the middle in a way that businesses can get the support that they need and maintainers can get paid for doing the work that they love to do.
That's very cool. And what are some of the common challenges that you know, your customers are faced with that you, you know, every day that you basically help them with?
Well, you know, when you're a big business using software, you want certain basic standards to be met. You're thinking about things like open source licenses. Are they actually correct? What it says on the label, is that actually what's inside the can? And it turns out to get that fixed, often the easiest way to do it is to talk with the person who originally wrote it. And instead, many businesses go around talking to their lawyers instead. So I'm an attorney. I used to be in private practice, and it was very lucrative for me to answer these questions, in part because I answer the same ones over and over again. And if somebody had just written a even smaller check to the maintainer, we could have gotten this fixed for once and for all. And you know, similarly about things like security, a lot of developers who are doing this stuff in their spare time, on weekends, things like that, it's not that they don't care about security, but sometimes they miss little details. And if you're a big business, those little details add up. And so by encouraging the developers who we pay to have slightly higher standards around security, we think you can really raise the bar for those enterprises that are using open source.
That makes a lot of sense. Luis, thanks for joining us today. And I look forward to hearing great things from you guys at Tidelift.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.